Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week, Dustin Cropland, with us from the PSU football team. Carried the ball 18 times for 96 yards last week at Southwest. Dustin, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
I'm going to be blunt. It seems like every single game there's been a different guy in there carrying the load for this team. Do you guys all still get along?
Yes, sir. I mean, it brings that level of competition back to the Beaver backfield. I mean, coaches have been saying that they haven't had this much depth in quite a while. I mean, this gives us an opportunity to stay fresh, you know, stay focused, you know, because when you're down, when you're physically exhausted, little things start to happen. You make mistakes. But with the depth that we have, it keeps us fresh, you know, keeps us focused, you know, helps us rely on each other to correct each other's mistakes. And ultimately, we become better athletes.
I think you guys ran that off tackle lead ISO about 900 times last week. It seems like they could never stop you on it. Why was especially Solers and Leinhardt, why were they able to open up such a big hole for you?
I mean, it was not just Solers and Leinhardt. I mean, I gave them credit too, but I mean, that offensive line came with that mentality that, you know what, we're going to get back to smash mouth Beaver football. You know, you say the last couple of weeks we haven't played the game that we know how to play. I mean, we came to execute this past week, and great things happened. I mean, I have a feeling if we ran any other play 900 times, pretty close, like we ran that power, it would have worked just as good. I mean, give it credit to offensive line. They did a great job.
Defensively, you guys are so darn good. It seems like they get the ball back into the offense's hand pretty quickly. As a runner, how would you try to run against this BSU defense?
I wouldn't even know where to start. I mean, we have such a great core group of guys. I mean, they stick together. They know everything and anything about the defense. I mean, you know, the safeties know a lot about the D-line. D-line know what safeties. You know, linebackers are in the mix of that. I mean, it's just a great group. I mean, they're the ones that are helping us win, too. I mean, their defense wins championships. That saying stands strong.
Seems like at times, as multiple as your offense is, that it could lead to some problems, some penalties, plays getting in late, personnel getting in late. Knock on wood, that hasn't happened yet. How alert do you guys need to be on the sidelines for the coaches to yell what the formation is and what personnel needs to be there?
I feel we're ready to go at all times. I mean, we stress that at practice, you know, pay attention, you know, freshmen stand back on the sideline, you know, get the crowd up. Freshmen have no, you know, the coach is telling me you don't need to be up on the line. Just when it comes to offensive defense, we have our own separate groups. I mean, you know, I have a feeling that, you know, when we're not cheering on the defense, you know, we're running that ball, throwing the ball, and I mean, we're right by the coaches letting us know what formation's going in, what personnel, and who needs to be where.
Do you guys have to be perfect this week? Duluth's pretty darn good.
They're pretty darn good, but athleticism alone is not going to win the game. I mean, that saying's been going through my head this whole weekend. You know, after on the bus ride home, I'll never forget our senior captain's words last year when we played Duluth. Kyle McMartin said, if we try to beat Duluth on athleticism alone, we're not going to do it. I mean, we need teamwork, and ultimately we have that here at Bemidji State.
Having said that, you guys ready for a fight?
Oh, yes, sir. We're always ready.
Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.